Alice at 97.3. It is 9:08. Sarah, No Name, Alice's morning show. In for No Name the rest of the week.
My mic on?
You're on. Can you not hear it?
No.
Turn your headphones up.
On. Headphones up.
Got it? I hear you.
I'm not hearing me.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Switch,
I should go back to my mic.
Yeah, you should go back to your mic.
Read some stuff on the board.
You can read some stuff on the board. Just drag your mic over. I got a very special friend holding for you.
Hear me.
There you are. Now
I hear me.
Okay. There you are.
My mic sounds nice. Check one. It's a little salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. I actually
I know what you're saying to yourself. How does a white guy know so much about hip-hop and rap?
No, I don't even ask that anymore.
Yeah,
ever since I met Maddie.
Right.
Interesting. I heard that rap was for white guys anyway.
Really?
That's
it pretty much is.
Yeah. The black people laugh and go, they're buying it.
Right, and they're listening to jazz and
right,
soul.
Right. Sure.
It worked.
Britney Spears.
Totally worked.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it.
Yeah.
What's this game we're playing?
Well, we're going to play it after the traffic, so why don't we do that first so that Kathy can get out of here and
for
get up in the...
For the love of all that's holy, Kathy, let this be your last traffic report of the day.
It is her final... on Alice, because she now goes up in
she
the
goes
Cessna
elsewhere.
And she goes... Right.
Kathy, do you have fans that follow you from station to station?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't have fans.
There are no Kathy groupies?
No, there aren't.
Don't be silly.
There got to be a few. I saw that picture of you.
Huge lesbo contingent.
Really?
Really big with the lesbians.
Chicks
Kathy.
Like Kathy?
Really much, very much so.
I can see why.
Yeah. No.
Give them what they want, Kathy.
Yeah.
Dental
she speaks
dams.
Their
dental dams.
International language of love.
Yeah. Which is traffic.
It is, exactly.
Lesbians love traffic.
NBC is your sponsor. Take it away.
Northbound 680 slows from Stone Ridge out towards El Pintado. There was an earlier accident. That's been cleared, but still a lot of stop and go. Eastbound 580 heavy from Foothill San Ramon to 680. And westbound 580 is stop and go from Hop Yard out to 680. There's an accident in Bay Point, westbound 4 before Bailey. Injury accident possibly blocking all lanes. CHP and an ambulance are on the way. Accident in Oakland, North 880 before Fruitvale. Right lane block, so it's backed up to Hagenberger. Bay Bridge, the metering lights are on. It's backed up all the way through the maze with 580 backed up beyond... Backed up beyond 24 and westbound 24 is slow from Highway 13. Leaving San Francisco, it's slow East 80 from 7th Street to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. And if you're heading out to BART, they're on time. Traffic's brought to you by Hyatt Hotels and Resorts. Get free breakfast every day at participating Hyatts with Friday, Saturday, or Sunday arrival. Find delicious getaways now through March 27th. Visit Hyatt.com for details. Weather, it's mostly sunny, highs in the 60s. It's 9:11. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Next time I talk to you,
it's going to be Friday.
Yes, it is.
Is that right?
Love you. See you tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.
Next time I talk to her, it'll be...
Friday.
Cold day in hell. Tired of her
and
her traffic.
You're not coming back tomorrow?
Reports. No, I'll be back. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to her tomorrow.
That's nice of you.
Event Horizon on my website says if Smith's film career... I hate when they call me Smith.
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of like a New York Times thing. Where the, you know, Smith said...
they just shorten it. Right. What do you want them
call
to call
me
you?
Kevin. Call me Comedy. Comedy says... But or even just Kev. I'll take Kev.
Kev. Smittles.
Smittles. Smittles said, I'd take that. That's friendly. Mm-hmm. Smitticles.
How about
that's
Silent Bob?
I hate that. Don't call
you
me.
Do?
Yeah, well, I'm not Silent Bob. That's a character I play.
I know.
That'd be like calling Henry Winkler, hey, Fonz.
Yeah, because nobody ever does crap like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a reasonable expectation
Muse
to have.
Calls me Smitticles all the time. Smitticles.
He calls
call
you
me,
sir.
Used to call me Moves. Well, he's sir when we talk in general.
Mm. Are you ever going to shave your beard?
I have, and when I do, I look like a fat 16-year-old.
Nice.
So I tend to leave it on.
I like the beard.
Yeah,
I don't
helps.
Like beard on a lot of people.
It helps. Facial hair helps. Anyway, Event Horizon says that if my film career should falter, I should definitely do radio as an option.
You should. But you're going to have to find a bitch who doesn't want to talk as much as I do.
No, I
damn,
like that.
I wanted to throttle you like 5 times the last 2 days.
I know, because, well, I'm
like, God damn it, I'm trying to say something. I have a game to play.
Giving you a run for your money.
Well, you
know?
Are.
I
it's
like
challenging,
it. I
though.
Make
I like
a good
it.
Pair.
I think we do, too, even though I do want to kill you.
Why?
No reason. Just
I just make
a murderous.
Just because No Name's so much more lenient. He's a slacker. He lets you rock the mic and
that's
whatnot.
Right. That's right.
We have.
You just have a clear
we
agenda.
Have, say what? A whole lot of superstars on this stage here tonight, but I want you all to know one thing. This is.
I'm sorry, I do not get the reference.
My house.
At all. I get it. All right.
God, nobody helped me out.
I'm
here.
Sorry. I would if I could, but I can't.
Little Run's house. Whose house? Say what?
I told Kev's you. I told you house. When we talked on Tuesday there was going to be all these references you were going to make that I would not understand. I tried to warn you that I had already did the traffic, Maddie. Although I do appreciate the T symbol.
We did traffic already.
We did it amazing. In fact, Kevin instigated it. He said, I think now is the time
the
for
dreaded,
us to get some
the
traffic.
The dreaded Kathy has been driven back into her traffic tower.
We
and
blew her off.
Will bother us no more.
That's right. Okay, anything else interesting from your website that you're just going to read all day anyway that you feel you have to share with us before I get to the Andrew?
All the games are truly lame. Every once in a while it's okay, but it's like listening to a four-hour game show.
Yeah, no one's ever said anything about the games before you. And I would say that these games are normally very evenly spaced throughout the morning. Just fun little diversions from the hard-hitting news that we give you.
I agree.
On a normal day-to-day basis.
Games. I think it's like being in kindergarten. Like, that's how they occupy a five-year-old's day. Is
it
make
is.
Them play
People
lots
like
of
to
games.
Play along in their cars.
I like it.
And right now, I bet you anything that Andrew will be able to stump our little friend here, Mr. Smith.
That's the first time I've ever been called little.
Little friend.
Can I have a seat back?
Andrew,
no,
welcome.
I'm rocking your seat. I'm reading my board.
Hi, Kevin Smith.
Well, hello, Andrew. How are you?
Fine. Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
I think I know Kevin Smith's birthday.
What is it?
Kevin?
Yes, sir?
Can I tell me if this is right?
Yes, hazard a guess.
Is your birthday 8/2/70?
It is, sir. Wow. August 2nd.
Yes.
Name another celebrity that you want to know.
Another celebrity? Jason Mewes.
Who's that?
That would be Jay.
That's not a big celebrity.
I just won.
What?
Who said that's not a big celebrity?
That would be Human. No, your friend Human.
Tear your tongue from your mouth, sir.
Isn't he in your people almanac?
Like
Kevin Smith?
No, Jason Mewes.
I bet you had to just learn my birthday recently, though.
No, I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
Well, you're not old enough to see those films. What are you, only 18?
Well, I'm gonna be 19.
That's right, tomorrow.
Right.
See, I know your birthday.
Of course.
All right, I have another celebrity birthday. Rue McClanahan. One of the Golden Girls.
Rue McClanahan.
That's a tough one.
For the Golden Girls?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You've stumped Andrew two times in a row.
You got me.
This never happens.
Oh, my goodness. I got him?
Give him a third.
Yes.
Okay.
A little bit more famous.
Okay. Peter Scolari, who was Tom Hanks' sidekick and bosom buddy.
And was on the Newhart Show.
And was on the Newhart Show.
You got me again.
Dude, what are you only... It's just celebrities that you like? You
yeah,
can't know
basically.
All the celebrities? All right,
hold on.
Kevin has stumped you. Now I think it's your turn to try to stump Kevin with
I know nobody's birthday. I don't even know my birthday.
It's not about
you. Can I give you one, Kevin?
Yes?
How about Terry Hatcher?
The chick from
Desperate
Superman?
Housewives.
Desperate Housewives, yes. I'm familiar with her. Do I know her birthday? Heavens no. Why?
Because
I don't care about Terry Hatcher.
She's hot.
She's hot?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of people
lady.
Out there. I can't
What's
memorize
What's their birthday?
I only know the birthday of one hottie, April 7th, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
April 7th?
That'd be Jennifer, yes. Jennifer Schwalbach-Smith, sir. The hottest hottie you'll ever hot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Let's get to the game, Sarah.
What is the game? Let's play the game.
Well, we're going to play the first round with Kevin Smith.
Is it really a game
okay.
where I have a guest birthday?
Let's explain the game how it works.
It's the Andrew...
I don't even know.
Game!
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
Listen to the rules, Kevin.
I'm listening, sir.
All right. I give you clues. They all fall into a category. If you get it on the first clue, it would be worth 5,000 points. And if it takes more than one... It would be worth 2,500.
So it's a descending order. Can I play a sample round first, or
no? Just go for it.
Dive right in.
Go for it. Here we go.
If I say, how about this? A cobra. Yeah, a cobra.
Is a snake.
Right.
Is that the category?
I mean, that is the right answer.
Types of snakes.
Yeah. Yes.
So he got it on the first one.
Oh, so it's like pyramid,
right.
where I'm like, things in a box, things that are round, things
yes.
that have four corners.
Exactly.
An anaconda, a boa constrictor.
Or constrictor.
That was a really hard one, Andrew. Was that one for real, or was that a sample one?
That was for real.
Oh, okay. Well, you won 5,000 points, Kevin.
Phenomenal. All right, game over.
Let's play
Moving
with the
on.
Next person. Let's go to, I guess we'll go to Shannon. Are you ready to play the Andrew?
I don't even know.
Game.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Samsonite.
Samsonite.
Right.
Types of luggage.
I'll give that to you.
Wow. Another 5,000 point winner.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a
you know
winner.
What are the other brands? American Tourister,
mm-hmm.
Ricardo, Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Vuitton, sir.
Right.
Kathy, are you ready to play the Andrew?
I don't even know.
Game.
I am ready to play, and let me just say I love Kevin Smith. When there's a Kevin Smith movie, I know my husband and I will agree.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on, Kathy.
So, here we go.
I'm ready.
All right. Lonely Planet.
Lonely Planet.
Oh, types of tourist books.
Right. Travel books.
Wow. Hold the line. That's three. I don't think this has ever happened.
Would we have accepted another? What would be some other examples of tourist books?
The Rough Guide, Let's Go, mm-hmm. Moon Handbook, but I can't say book because that's
right,
part of the ride.
I didn't know that that was. Is this the final round?
Yeah. Next one's the final.
Paul or Gene?
Who?
Paul or Gene?
Both members of KISS. Peter, Chris.
Paul.
I'm going Ace. All right, Paul, Ace. You're finding our...
Freely's Comet.
That's right. I saw them live.
You saw KISS when they were in makeup or out?
Not KISS. Freely's Comet.
You saw Freely's Comet?
Yeah.
Consider yourself blessed.
I did consider myself blessed. Thank you. All right, you're playing the Andrew.
I don't even know.
Game.
Paul, are you ready?
All right. Okay,
yeah,
you ready?
I wanted to say first, though, that I'm a huge Kathy groupie. I've seen her picture on the web, and she's hot, and I know she's got a big heart.
She's such a loving person.
Is that what you call them? The hearts?
Big hearts.
Yeah.
She's tiny boobs.
Yeah. Really?
Really. Really, really flat.
Really?
Yeah, the anti-jugs.
Very judgmental. That's right. We were talking
okay.
about
that.
I'm a bottom man. That's okay.
Yeah, me too, sir.
There you go.
Fat all right, so you ready?
I'm ready, Andrew. Let's do it.
Okay, so here we go.
Sir.
A TV show.
What was it? I'm sorry?
A TV show.
Things on television?
Not quite.
Oh, our first 2500.
Loser!
No, I messed up the groove.
What?
I messed up the trend we had going. Everybody got on the first one. Today.
All right, moving on.
There goes the streak.
All right, here's another clue. The sunset.
The what?
The sunset.
Things that move, things that rotate, things that repeat.
No.
No. Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Things with light.
No. A computer screen.
Things that you can see, things you can watch.
Right.
Watch. Very nice. Hold the line, Paul. 2,500 points. Wow.
Gosh.
That was stimulating.
2,500?
Yeah.
I thought it was descending.
No,
yeah,
25.
After the first
5,000 to 25.
Right.
We don't want it to be too confusing.
So what if he takes 400 guesses? He still gets 2,500.
There's not that many. We go to someone else.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes.
Do you know what I haven't done in a while is?
What?
If I could do my imitation of this guy named Steve Kochikaru.
You got it. Here we go. Are you ready? Hey, everybody. It's Entertainment Tonight. Tonight, live from the backstage party at the Oscars, it's the one and only Steve Kochikaru. Take it away, Kojo.
Thanks, Mary. Do you know who is my best dress is? I can't believe it's a tie. It's Charlize Theron and Gwyneth Paltrow. Charlize Theron was wearing a light blue dress by Christian Dior, and Gwyneth Paltrow was wearing a beige dress by Stella McCartney. And do you know who's my worst dress?
Who?
It's Hilary Swank. Well, the good news is you had two Oscars. The bad news is I just don't like that dress that you wore. It looks ugly. back to you, Mary.
Thanks, Kojo.
All right.
Hey, I think we need a song today, Andrew.
I don't think
Why not?
Because he did the Kojo thing. I think his time is up.
You want a song, Kev?
No.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
No. Okay, Andrew, thanks. I'll talk to you in a week. Actually, I won't talk to you in a week. We're going to be on vacation for a couple weeks because the baby came.
But call in anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Please do. And happy birthday tomorrow. Call tomorrow. We'll say happy birthday.
Happy birthday in advance, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. That was Andrew.
I gathered.
Weird round. You did something to his vibe, man.
Did I throw him off?
Well, you just made him seem less fun.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do that.
You weren't into him.
It was his face.
It was his face the whole time going like, what? Why am I here?
What's going on? I felt like I stepped into the middle of a very special episode of the Brady Bunch or something.
Well, you did, actually.
Yeah.
Cousin Oliver.
Yeah.
Cousin Oliver. I didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden, there was the Entertainment Tonight music, and he was doing Mr. Blackwell. And
we just followed along.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good guy.
Yeah. Are we taking a break already? What about the Dear Kevins and all the other things I have to talk about?
We'll come back and do some of that stuff. We need to regroup about some other things.
First. Really? Regroup?
Uh-oh. Oh.
You're going to get scolded.
I bet I am.
Yeah, you did something. You're up to no good. Put
all
your
right.
pants back on. That's what he's saying.
Diana says Kevin is raising the bar for radio. What are you saying? That
you
Little
lowered
Andrew's
it.
No good?
No, Kevin, you're awesome. You're
Kevin
definitely
is good.
Raising the bar for us Bay Area listeners.
Thank
here.
You, Diana.
We love no-name fun.
Let me tell you something. There's no, you can't help but raise the bar when it's laying on the ground.
I know.
Wow, you suck.
We
you're
love
sucky
you.
Friend. sucky
Bye.
Friend, dude.
No, thank you. I appreciate her saying that.
Why don't you go get a show on NPR?
You know what?
A little more heady.
I could have come in and elevated or executed. What did I do?
Both.
No.
You threw your execution.
I alleviated.
We achieved
I went and
elevation.
Alleviated myself a couple minutes ago. And then Human picked up the sample and sending it into Celebrity
right.
Skin.
Well, there's money to be made.
Right on, man.
Are we playing the daily game?
We'll have some Dear Kevins and the daily game.
We're
and the
do
daily
a break
game.
And then...
So come up with some creative name that you think Kevin will choose.
Why don't you tell the listeners how long is the break? How many minutes?
The break is, let's see, this goes from 9 and 43 seconds to 2.
They don't
want to
know.
They don't want to know?
No.
It's 6.5 minutes long.
Well,
it's nothing.
Nothing.
Six
Beautiful.
And a half minutes, yeah. We'll be
come
right
back. Come
back
6.5, we got goodness.
Alice applauds Starbucks.